This is Smashville Live.
Johansson, right side, Orbison, and the score!
From Brewhouse South in Cool Springs.
What a rocket!
Brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Red Spirits and Wine, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, and Yeehaw Beer. Tonight's show features Predators forwards Craig Smith and Austin Watson.
Go in, everybody! Go in!
Welcome to Smashville Live on Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN.
102.5 The Game.
That's right. Welcome in Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on The Game Nashville app. We are at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. What's going on? Chase McCabe. Let's hear it from the Smashville faithful. Chase McCabe, Hal Gill, Craig Smith, Austin Watson.
Hello.
Excited to be here. What's up, boys? How are we?
Good, good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys. And look, We'll have a lot of fun tonight. We'll get this out of the way. I know last night was not what you guys were looking for. And as Ryan Johansson told me after the game, we're going to crumble it up, throw it in the trash, move on to Chicago. But today you guys did not practice. Were you able to kind of look at some things, maybe have some takeaways as you still learn John Hines and the new system?
Yeah. I mean, today was kind of a rest and take care of your body type day. We got a lot of games coming up. Another back-to-back here within the next couple of days. So just take care of ourselves. I think we went over, some good points from last night. I don't think anybody it's not the type of game that anybody had set out to play. I thought we made a few adjustments and had a push in the third, but it was too late.
Yeah, no, it's always good to kind of address the things you need to address and move forward like we're talking about. Can't sit here and dwell on it right now. Every game is so important that we'll take what we can from it, and I know it sounds cliche, but you really do have to move forward and really get on to the next one.
Go ahead.
I want to add on this because I'm curious. Well, when I was done with the game, and believe it or not, I had some bad games. I know it's crazy to believe.
I don't believe that at all.
But when I was done, I had to have like 15 minutes alone where I just like process it. And then, this is halfway through my career where I just finally was comfortable with myself to get rid of it. And I had to let it sleep because early in my career, I'd wake up in hot sweat. Why did I do that last night? When you have a bad game and it doesn't go your way, how do you guys digest that, soak it in, and then move on from it? Is there a process that you have or is it?
I mean, I think one of the hardest things to do is as a professional is just to not take the game home with you. It really is difficult. And you say that, so to speak, but I mean, that is our job. And, it's impossible kind of not to take it home a little bit, but like you're talking about, just to be able to kind of go over it, but then at the same time realize that, there's not much I can do thinking about it that's going to fix it. I can't go back out there and change anything that happened on the ice, but you can learn from it. So just to go over it a little bit and really kind of try to, for me at least, it's try to kind of check it until you get to the rink the next day. There's nothing I can do at home when I'm sitting there with my 2-year-old. There's nothing we're gonna do.
2-year-old helps. 2-year-old helps.
Yeah, she helps. She helps my mental for
yeah,
sure. But
for sure.
There's nothing we're gonna be able to figure out while we're eating Cheerios that's gonna help me fix what happened last night. So just to be able to try to kind of leave it there and come pick it back up at the rink.
Smitty, you have Tula? Is that?
Yeah, my dog. Yeah, my dog. She helps. I will say though, if you're a little angry, there's nothing like a good hard workout to humble yourself and quiet yourself down. But outside of that, I mean, you got to detach a little bit and kind of look at some good things you did because there's 60 minutes. It's not just about the first draw or the first shift. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity for change and good stuff. So, I mean, you just take. It takes a long time to kind of settle yourself into an area where you can start to look at those type of things versus, looking at some of the bad areas, which, that's all I was thinking about for 5 minutes after the game. And so I'm like, it's gone. But it came up in video today. So I was able to see it again.
It always seems to happen.
Well, there it is. But no, it's all good. I mean, as long as you settle yourself down, you take something good away from it and That's all you can do.
Yeah, Cato used to say it's never as good as you think it is, and it's never as bad as you think it is. You know, whether you think you were a superstar out there last night, there's things that you could do differently, but also it's not always so dramatically bad as sometimes.
Well, when I was in Philadelphia with Cato, I think he said it was pretty bad.
Yeah. didn't talk about you, though.
And look, I think the big positive is you look at just the handful of games that you guys have played lately. I mean, there's been a lot of good that's come out of that. You had three in a row, and I can't, you know, we brought this up last week, Kyle. I can't imagine how difficult it is to go through a coaching change mid-season, not have a ton of practice time. He's trying to tell you guys how he likes to do things. He's trying to learn how you guys do things and not change too much. So that has to make it difficult all at the same time, but things seem to be turning around overall.
Yeah, it's shifting mindset. I mean, there's a lot of guys that have been in the same mindset for 6 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just the game philosophy. X's and O's were just a little bit different, but the whole philosophy is definitely it's a 180. So it's been tough in some areas, and some areas when we've gotten it. You know, I think that the game has been able to shift in our favor, and guys start seeing that you know his stuff is working, and it's it does work.
The thing too, like where I've been where I'm at for 8 years now, and we've gone through changes, you know, leadership changes, things like that. So it's always kind of fresh. There's something different. I've obviously grown in my career. It's almost the same. You guys are athletes, pro athletes, but it's the same deal. Like there are going to be changes along the way that you have to adapt to. You're both getting better as players, even though you've been doing this for quite some time, but you're always adapting. You're always evolving.
Yeah, I think sometimes those kind of those personal adjustments like you're talking about, you know, I've only had, well, I had Trotsky for six games maybe, but, you know, in my entire NHL career, it's only been Lavi. So you get used to the way things are done around the rink or the way the game is played, and you find yourself finding a niche or a role or getting good inside of that. And then when you change the coach, those little things change. You know, there's the team systems, but there's also your kind of individual role inside of that. So I think, you know, as we go along here, you're going to see individuals getting better, and you're also going to see the team and the team concepts getting better.
Austin, you went through a hard time. I've been there where you're a scratch and you're everyone's blowing
all
up.
The Amber Alert's going.
Something's
on.
Going on. I hope everyone's all right. Anyway, you know, you've gone through being a scratch, and I went through that, and it's a hard thing to go through. But being a pro, you've come back in the lineup, and now you're trying to reestablish yourself. Can you take us through? And you've always been pretty honest with everything.
Yeah.
Can you take us through how hard that
we like that
is?
Because
right. I know that I feel your pain, and it's tough to go through that.
Yeah, for sure. Especially, you know, as you get kind of further along in your career, you know, 5-6 years, whatever it is, you know, that first, when Heinze first got here, when he scratched me, you know, there's different emotions that come along. You know, you almost feel like, I don't know if you're owed something, or, you know, there's a certain amount of kind of respect that you gain by playing in the league for a while. And sometimes it hurt a little bit personally. I don't think I handled it very well, but then come back, play a few games, get on track with what the coach is asking you. And I think as of recently coming back, really just trying to focus on what I can do, and really just trying to get better and not say, you know, like, well, I'm, you know, it's tough when you get scratched and be like, well, I might not be playing as bad as that guy. Like, why is he still playing? Those things are, you're human. Those things go through your head, and or why me? You know, the coach don't like me or whatever it is. But, you know, a lot of times those things aren't true, and it's just about individually, just on a personal level, just getting my game back to in order and to where I'm going to be able to help the team most. And the sooner I was able to do that, the easier it got, and you know, the better my game has been for it.
It's interesting to hear you say that too, because then, you know, you have been honest. I actually talked to you John Hines' first game, and I remember seeing the emotion, you know, in your face about, you know, what Lavi had meant to you and how he had helped you along and just going through the change. And I think sometimes people lose sight of the fact that you guys are human too. So you go through all these things and have to go through these different emotions. And I know from my point of view, I like being able to see that.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know, you know, Smitty can attest to it too. Smitty's had, what, Trotsky and Lavi. But
you played for Trotsky for what, a year? 2 years?
Three? 2 years? 2 years, I think. Yeah.
He's been here like 20 years.
I don't know.
It's been a while.
Don't ask me that.
He's been here forever. But, look, there. I mean, I know it's a transition too, but has it helped having, you know, the assistant coaches that remained intact that can kind of bridge the gap between Peter Laviolette and John Hines?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I think just how quick a turnaround it was, I think it was easier for him to kind of jump in because they can kind of show him, hey, this is the kind of game plan. This is what we were doing. What do you want to do?
Right.
What do you think?
Here's so, what we've been doing. What do we need to get out of here?
You want to do something else?
This worked. This didn't.
I think structurally, I think it maybe was a little bit easier for him to come in. But I think just, you know, the philosophy was something that was going to be that we knew it was going to have to be a little bit different, which was good to hear a different voice.
How much do you – this question always fascinates me. How much do you guys pay attention to the standings and everything? Do you look every day? Do you look after games? Are you watching the tight race?
Yeah, I mean, you start to watch as it kind of gets down to it. You know, in the past, it's always somebody in front of us or somebody who's trying to catch us. You know, this year it's definitely getting close, and we're seeing that we've got games at hand, and we're just a few points behind. So, I mean, it's getting tight. We're looking at the – it's nice. We get to see that nice scoreboard where we got the scores of other teams, and we're kind of checking and during the break. So,
well, like,
I don't know if you look, but I'm looking.
Well,
I think it's kind of cool.
You can't really miss it now. I mean, it's not like a few years ago where it'd be, you know, dry erase mark, and you'd be just writing in the team's points every day, and as things change. I mean – listen, there's how many 5 TVs in the general vicinity of the locker room, all with the standings right on it. Like, it's hard to miss, but it's nice to be informed to kind of see where you're at. You don't want to dwell on it too much, but you know the reality is we got to understand where we are at too.
Smashville Live here, ESPN 102.5, The Game. We are at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. It's all brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, Red Spirits and Wine, and Yeehaw Beer. When we come back, we'll go off the ice. We'll have some fun with these guys. You can also line up and get pictures with Craig and Austin during the break. We'll have more Smashville Live next. ESPN 102.5 The Game. That's right. It is Smashville Live at the Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. Let them hear you, Smashville. Chase McCabe, Hal Gill, Craig Smith, Austin Watson. It's all brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, Red Spirits and Wine, and Yeehaw Beer.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. It's good to say that. So, all right.
You can't help yourself, can you?
The IPA is choice, yeah.
Then the Yeehaw?
You really can't.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
You guys get cases?
Huh?
You guys get stuff from them?
They should probably send me stuff because I, you know.
Like hats or something?
I just endorsed it.
Keychain?
Keychain.
I don't know.
Now, I can't remember.
Bottle opener.
Thank you.
But you would have played with Hal, right?
Yeah.
Did you both play with Hal?
Yeah. I actually got a funny story about playing with Hal. So,
is it appropriate?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very, very appropriate. Very appropriate.
Very silly.
one of the PG ones. I keep the other ones in memory bank.
I've seen the rated R ones.
So, when I got called up, it was the lockout year.
Yeah.
I played 6 games, I think. I scored against Calgary, and the next day I came to the rink looking for where my jersey was or whatever. Like, you know, you have different colors for your different lines, and for some reason I had a D-color jersey on. They were all blue at this point. I'm looking, I'm like, that can't be a good sign. Like, this isn't good. So I actually practiced as Skillsy's D partner for the day and was on a plane back to Milwaukee right after that, so... Yeah.
Well, he went to Trotsky and said, I can't play with this guy. Just send me down.
I'd rather go back to Milwaukee if you're going to make me try this. I can't do it.
This guy is just too crazy for me. And here we are.
Make a play, Skillsy.
Here we are doing a radio show. How about that? So a few weeks ago, you guys had the break, the All-Star break, had a week off. What I know you're, you know, being a dad, so that's like a full-time job with you. But did you guys get away? Craig, what did you do?
Yeah, we went out to Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Very nice.
A little town right outside of there. So it was, we're just right at the base of the mountain. We always like going somewhere, the mountains or something something cold. Yeah. We like being active during something. So I know I'm not a beach guy. I don't like sitting around. I don't like not being able to do stuff. And so it was good with dog sledding. They had like an elk refuge there and a bunch of great restaurants. So it was fun.
Austin, what'd you and the fam do?
We were in Miami and we were at the beach with Livy for most of the time.
She pretty much runs the show, right?
Yeah, essentially. I mean, at this point, she's all over the place, and it's awesome though. You know, vacation looks a little different nowadays, but it's definitely, I would say, at most times more fun. Just seeing her just kind of running around. She'd wake up in the morning, run herself ragged until 2 o'clock, take a nap, and do it all over again.
How much fun was it for you to, and you too, Craig, but with the family skate at the Winter Classic, having her out there on the ice, being able to, I don't know how much skating she's doing at this point, but being able to take her around.
Oh, she was ripping. No, she had the skates on. She wasn't really.
A backbreaker.
Yeah, she, exactly. You know, like
just bend over and carry her around.
Essentially, she's getting heavy enough where that kind of sucks right now. But no, the Winter Classic itself, just not only family skate, but just kind of having everybody around and being able to enjoy that with your family, with everybody else's family. Like, I mean, a lot of us have played together for so long. Like, I know Smitty's family. Like, we know a lot of the families are kind of intertwined that way, where right. Everybody knows each other. It's like kind of a little reunion again when everybody gets together. I just thought it was a super cool experience.
Yeah, and your wife, Aaliyah, was there.
So yeah, my wife, her. My mom, and my dad. So that was good. I thought the whole thing was well put on. I thought, you know, it kind of blew me away with how the stadium was set up, how it looked, and just how close it was to downtown and how easy it was for, you know, our families to kind of get around. They took care of us. It was a great experience.
Yeah, you brought this up, Austin, of how you guys have been around each other for so long and the families have kind of grown up together. You all got married around the same time and having kids and everything. And it's a perfect segue because I said I would do this. Shout out to Mark and Sherry. They're in the audience. They just got engaged.
All right.
So I said that I would give them a shout out. Do you have any advice, Craig?
They got engaged here?
No, they just got engaged.
Not, so literally 5 minutes ago.
Yeah,
right?
5 minutes ago.
Like, that's Smashville Live is a great thing, but that's, we've arrived now.
We're the big time.
We're big time. They're getting engaged. Congrats, you guys. Why are you going to break into the prison?
Look,
he's earned his stripes.
He can say that.
he's retired. He's allowed to say those things.
Good for you guys.
You can ask a question now.
Oh, you want me to ask?
Yeah.
Well, I want to know. What do you guys do to get away from the game? You had a day where you game last night. You park it. You go out. What do you do today? What's your downtime? Obviously, your kids and your dog. But is there something that you guys do in your downtime to get away?
Today. On your point of marriage and significant others, I went and picked up a rental car because my significant other had a little fender bender. So that's what I did today.
You're taking care of the thing.
No, I think everybody's different. When the weather is nice, golf for me is something that I do during the summer a lot to just kind of get away on my own or with a couple buddies and just kind of like you said, step away, just kind of separate yourself from the speed of life nowadays. Everything's so fast, whether it's your job or everything else going on. So for me, during the summer and when the warm weather is, whether it's just go out to the golf club and hit balls on the range or get an opportunity to play. Like, I love golf, and for me, that's a huge reprieve. Not really good right now, though.
I was going to say, handicap? Because you're pretty good. You're smooth.
Right now it's 4, and it's not helping me much because I can't play at it right now. It's middle of the season. I can't play at that right now.
Yeah, do you really get to play much during the season? Do you guys take your clubs on the road?
No. No, not like baseball where we're in the city for a week and you can play golf.
That'd be nice, eh?
It would be nice.
Are you much of a golfer, Greg?
I mean, I guess maybe once a week, you know. But yeah.
Don't let him fool you. He can whack around pretty good.
Swing hard.
So Smitty, what do you do when you're downtime other than just write love songs?
Yeah.
Are you still playing guitar?
Yeah. I like guitars. I like sitting around and playing if I get 10, 15 minutes. But, you know, for this point of the season, I mean, we've been gone for so much.
It's no downtime.
Couch sounds real nice right now.
I'm with you, buddy.
Do you get home
just
and
relax
have a to-do
and take
list,
care
though?
Of yourself? Like, yeah. I mean, there's always stuff to do, but I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't get handed the list when I get home. But,
no, not often. Unless I really put things off. And at that point, it's probably not good because nothing's probably gotten done.
It was sad for me to say, but like when I was playing, if I did one thing after practice on a, like, you know, you have a practice day, I'd have practice, I'd go have lunch, and then I had to do one thing. So like I changed the oil or I went and got a haircut. Like that was just one thing.
Yeah, you can't do more than one thing. No?
You can. It really is. It is a lot, and it's hard to explain to other people who do a million things in one day. But it really is your mindset. Right now, you guys are focused on hockey, right? I mean, that's what you do.
Especially in between. I mean, you get a couple days. I mean, you want to do something, but it's absolutely right. It's just like you do a load of laundry, and then you're just like, all right,
that
right? Call it good.
Call it a day.
No. But it really is. It really is.
You guys were on the road for Valentine's Day. Did you do something for Valentine's a few days before? I know you did because you told us about that on the show, but were you able to have a little Valentine's date before?
I want to hear what Smitty did. We're pointing around like everybody knows what Smitty did. What did Smitty do?
He wrote a new love song.
Did you write a love song?
No. We went out to, I think it was on the 13th. No, we left on the 13th.
The 12th. Yeah.
It's the 12th. We went to a Mediterranean place called Lyra.
Okay.
Over in East Nashville. So it was great. My wife had the idea, and we set it up and went and had a nice dinner and kind of celebrated that night, so it was great.
There we go. That's pretty much what I did, too. Went with Ryan Ellis and his wife. We went to the Catbird Seat.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I hadn't been there before, so it was something I'd been looking to do, and it just kind of came up that Valentine's Day was coming up, and we were able to get in and do that. So that was neat. It was a really cool experience. Like I said, I hadn't been there before.
It's
but
a life experience.
Yeah,
it's not just a meal.
No, I was very impressed. It was cool.
And if anybody's listening over there, it's tough to get in. So I could throw you some tickets or something. We can make something happen.
It is. We'll, it's a tough get.
We'll take some questions from the audience in our next segment. But, you know, as we kind of do the off-the-ice stuff, and Austin, you know, we talked about this before, but This past year and a half or so for you, I know, has been quite the journey, and it's been a cool experience to see you. Year and a half about sober?
Yeah. Year January 25th this time around. So thank you. Thank
you. Very cool.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's, you know, like you mentioned the word journey. It is a journey, and it's you know, it is a one day at a time thing. I think when I first got into the recovery scene was after my first year here. So I played a full year here that was topsy-turvy, to say the least. And after that, I'd gotten things kind of straightened around in my personal life. And, you know, over the past, 4 or 5 years ago now? Over the past 4 or 5 years now, you know, life has changed, and life kind of takes its own shape. There's different challenges and different, you know, positive things that happen on a daily, weekly basis. But you know, the last year or so has been an awesome year. Really, just trying to continue to grow personally every day. I mean, you know, we talk about it from from a hockey standpoint in here, where we're, you know, we're trying to get better every day, and we're you know, working toward a goal. I mean, it's the same kind of concept, except you just, I can't drink.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's just that's the goal. If you know, if I've gone about my day to day, and God willing, in the next 3 hours, I'm not going to take a drink, so I'm going to go to bed and I accomplish my goal that day, and we'll wake up and do it again the next day.
How cool is it to see the support that not only you got from these fans, teammates like Craig, but the organization? Does everybody was like, you know what, Austin needs our help, we're going to rally around him?
Yeah, I think it's good. You know what, from a fan and community perspective, it's incredible. Always a ton of love and thanks out for the Nashville community and the way that they've been there to support me. I think for my teammates, it was pretty easy to support me because it's a little less much of a task on their hands if I'm not running around loose. You know, having Waddy on the loose a little bit isn't that easy on guys. But look, we've all kind of been together for a long time. I mean, Smitty and I have been teammates now for 5 years. You know, not just my ups and downs, but everybody's. We're there for each other. We see the good, the bad, and the ugly in all our careers, all our lives away from the game. You know, and we're there for each other. And I wouldn't. I'm deeply appreciative and grateful, but I wouldn't have really kind of expected anything less of these guys because they've always been awesome.
Well, we're glad that the journey's going well for you. It's been, you know, from my standpoint, you're one of my favorites, so I'm glad that it's all going well.
Appreciate
that. Hey, round of applause for Austin.
Thanks, sir.
For this. When we come back, we will take some questions from the audience. If you guys have questions for Craig Smith and Austin Watson, you can also register to win a pair of tickets to see the Predators take on the Calgary Flames on February 27th. It is Smashville Live, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, Red Spirits and Wine, and Yeehaw Beer on ESPN 1025 The Game. It is Smashville Live here on ESPN 1025 The Game. We are at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. Chase McCabe, Hal Gill, Craig Smith, Austin Watson. Brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, Red Spirits and Wine, and Yeehaw Beer. Next week,
Yeehaw!
We'll be out at Boom Bros.
Right, come on.
That's good.
Yeehaw.
Do it again.
Yeehaw. Yeah,
very
see?
Good.
I'm trying to get skillsy my portion of the donations.
Thanks,
Mike. You got my keychain, buddy.
There you go. Look, teamwork makes the dream work. Next week, Boom Bros. East Nashville, Philip Forsberg, Callie Yarncroke will be the player guests with Willie Donick and Hal Gill. So be sure to check that out. Here in a few minutes, we'll go out to the audience and ask some questions. But first, you guys like dressing up? Do you like being able to model for the people of Smashville like you're going to do on March 17th at Preds and Threads?
Smitty loves it.
Smitty would rather just go shirts off.
Yeah.
Tarps off, eh, bud?
I just don't have style.
Tarp off and ripped jeans. I think Smitty just comes.
This is as good as it's going to get.
Will
tonight.
You please just come out shirtless?
Smitty's
I feel like that's on brand. That's on brand for you.
Smitty, you have pretty good style.
It's just sports shoes and whatever's comfortable. Whenever I grab first,
I know, but that's your style,
and it's set up that way. My whole closet's like it's dark and everything's black and white. So if I go in there when it's dark and black,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's all good.
That's good.
Well, it's a cool event. I know they did it 2 years ago, and then had the casino night again. It's coming back on March 17th. And anytime you guys can raise some money for the Preds Foundation, I know, and you all have your different initiatives that you're a part of, but I think it's really cool to be able to do those events.
Yeah, for sure. It's, you know, I don't think we really have a choice. But
we love we like to. I mean, they dress you. They pick it out for you.
This year we get to go with. I went with a little girl last time, Bryn, and that was a lot of fun. I got to know her for a little bit, and still have the picture.
Your wife was
still have the
too,
picture
right?
that she drew me from it. So. It was a great time. Yeah, my wife was there, and it was a great time. They did a good job.
Yeah, I think Jen was there like 7 months pregnant. She was mad. Yeah. She was pissed. She had to go. She was not happy. But this year will be cool because our daughter Libby's going to walk with us.
Cool.
So she's going to get all dressed up. Oh, yeah. But we're in there. We did our kind of fittings today, and everybody was going with like black and white and gray, and what colors do you wear? And I told them that they could just put me in whatever they want. So be on the lookout for that. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to go.
Why do you have style, though?
I think so, but, you know. He likes accessories. I'm not one to toot my own horn.
You'll go three-piece suit a lot. A very fashion-forward.
Yeah.
Is that something you enjoy, or is that just...
I do. Like, I mean, I pick out my own clothes, so that's a start. I feel like...
That's why I got married, so I wouldn't have to pick out my own clothes.
Right?
That's why I need to get married.
There you go. This gentleman...
See, there he is.
He just got engaged. He's sick and tired of picking out his clothes.
He's going to be wearing that gold pullover forever.
He's got straight Preds gear all year round.
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm missing three front teeth, so anything I can do to kind of take the eyes onto maybe what I'm wearing, it's a little better. So, no, I do enjoy it. I like, you know, I don't want to wear the same thing every day. I mean, shit.
Who's got the best style in for the Preds?
Best style?
Yeah, who's got, I mean, like.
You're looking at him. He's right there.
Is it Waddy? Well, that's why I asked. Like, is there someone that has better style?
He's really put together, I think. Put together well, too. You got a lot of accessories, man. You got a lot of, I see the different watches.
I do like to accessorize.
Yeah, it looks good, though. I think you do a good job. I think Sis.
I was about to say, I think he's got good style, too.
Yarny. Arby's come around.
Yeah.
I think he's really put together.
I think some of it depends on taste, too. Like, you know, Smitty and I both being, you know, kind of around the same age, American, like, you know, we're not overly flashy, but, you know, crisp and clean is a good look. You know, some guys take it a little far. I have maybe the hiked up pants and, you know, some things like that that maybe just might not fit me. So I don't know if I appreciate their style or not. They might look good wherever they're from.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
That's a good point.
Well, Roman Yossi had style.
No, he has terrible style.
But that's after he got married.
Yeah, but Yosef, you just put a name brand on it and he wears it out in the town, he calls it style.
A ripped T-shirt with a name brand.
Yeah, T-shirt that says Balenciaga on it. I mean, it is nice style.
Everybody's like, oh, look at that. He ends up in magazines.
Don't tell him I say he can get mad at me.
He could be listening. Never know.
He might.
Let's go out to the audience. Gina from Promotions.
Smitty, stay quiet got? On that one.
All right. We've got Riley from Franklin.
Okay. So at the next Dallas game, what is your plan for Corey Perry?
Uh-oh.
Smitty?
He wears number 10.
I don't know.
Premeditated crimes are you pay more of a...
Okay,
you want me to answer? I think that was kind of directed at me, but anyways. Yeah, you know what? Wait.
Let me ask you this. Tenorti went after Bortuzzo. How did you guys feel about that? That was a pretty good square up.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it is tough, too, because, I mean, look here. What happened to Arv and what happened to Ryan... you know, those situations suck. Those are terrible for the guy that gets hurt, and for the guy that committed the infraction. I mean, they have to miss time too. Hopefully, you know, the point of suspensions is so that guys can be reprimanded and learn, and you know, take their punishment and move forward. Now, inside of a team sport, there is some of that you know, kind of self-governing and self-policing that goes out there in the game. And I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see something happen. I'm not going to sit here and say, even if I was planning on doing something crazy, I'm not going to tell you about it.
Of course you wouldn't say
No, absolutely not. I'm not going to incriminate myself too early. But, you know.
You play harder than the guy.
Definitely. The emotions do go up in those sorts of games. And you've seen it with Jared and Bortuzzo. And, you know, it's going to be an intense game, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
as always.
Right, and what I was going to say is, like, I think you guys, everybody, like you said, everybody knows kind of the rules and knows the code that there is, that, you know, you hurt one of our guys and there could be something, but I just think that with the way the sport has changed, too, like, you don't see fighting as much. You see it some, but I think there are different ways to go about it. But when you brought that up with Tenorti, a young guy kind of proving his worth and showing his spot, you know, showing his place on the team, that was cool to see as well.
Great to see.
Yeah. No, it was awesome. That's
great. Sure.
All right, we have Miss Emma here, and she is from the Girl Scouts.
Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
Absolutely. Please come up with your sheet.
You know you're going to have
no
that
way
in a few
you could
years.
Say no to that.
No, that's impressive.
That was awesome. Good for her.
That was a good question. We got another one?
We have Sally from Franklin.
Hi, this is Hi, so congratulations Craig Smith on the Hattie. Yes. My husband, the Reedy Wall, lost his hat again. But for me, I love your wife, Aaliyah. Congratulations on marriage. When are we going to see baby Smith?
Uh-oh. Oh, wow.
I wasn't going to ask that.
Bringing the heat.
I appreciate the other things. That's kind of forward.
Congratulations on the Hattie. Where's the baby?
There's some things that are... between you and your wife, and if it happens, it happens.
More importantly, Tula is she in the finals?
I don't know. I have no idea.
For the dog of
I still think that thing was rigged.
I think there are finals.
Is it Dozer versus Tula? Is that the final matchup?
I'm not sure. I don't have the social media background to cover that one.
Because Tula is a beautiful dog.
You're not really on social media at all, are you?
No.
You are. Your Instagram's hilarious.
It's basically my kid, and she is hilarious. Yeah.
Well, you did the for Ryan Johansson's birthday, putting his face everywhere.
That was one of my better ploys. That was pretty good, I do have to say. I'll give myself a little pat on the back there.
Yeah. Definitely a good one. All right, great questions from the audience. Again, you can register to win a pair of tickets to see the Preds and the Flames coming up on February 27th at Bridgestone Arena. It is Smashville Live. Chase McCabe, Hal Gill, Austin Watson, and Craig Smith. We are live at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, Red Spirits and Wine, and Yeehaw Beer. More coming here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. Chase McCabe, Hal Gill, Craig Smith, and Austin Watson, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, Red Spirits and Wine, and Yeehaw Beer. All right, listen, we can't beat around the bush. We know what is about to happen, so we got to bring this up, and I got to know from you guys how you feel about it. Do you think Tom Brady is really going to leave the New England Patriots?
Don't say that, man.
I mean, he doesn't think so. There's been rumors that he's been all around Nashville.
Smitty, what do you think?
Hinsworth and
I don't know where he's at or what they're going to do, and I don't think anybody
pull that mic up just
knows.
A little bit, Smitty. There you go.
I don't know. I really don't know. And got to be honest, I haven't been paying attention to it.
You've been busy.
You're smart. You're
a little busy. We'll
been
see. Busy. I think that there's a bunch of different intangibles and where they want to go with the team. I mean, I don't think it's about money for him right now. I think that if he's going to do something,
he's probably doing okay.
I think he's doing all right.
Going to a team that's going to win.
Or at least Giselle's doing okay.
Yeah.
That's marriage.
Thanks, Gilsey.
Did I do that?
Yeah, I think you
Sorry,
were doing
guys.
That.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I have to ask. I've been traded twice at the deadline. What does it feel like for you guys right now going through it? No one knows what's going on. You got four more days? I feel like you guys know David Poile is looking at all options. He's gonna take phone calls. Is it stressful for you guys, or is it just business as usual? And not just for you. I'm talking about like the teammate. You're going to get a guy. Do you want to get a guy? Do you you're afraid to lose a guy?
I mean, I'd love to comment on all that stuff. I mean, this stuff is just so out of our hands. It's just not even worth it. I mean, there's nothing I could say or something I'm going to do that's going to really change that at this point. I mean. I think you just got to keep being a professional and coming to work every day. And if it happens, it happens. I mean, the last 2 weeks, I think I've put on the Predators jersey, and I'm
I just hope to God that that wasn't going to be my last time. So, you know, but if it is, it is. I mean, like I said, there's so much out of control. I mean, you just try to go out there and play every night for the team that you're playing for, and that let it be what it is.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, obviously, there's so many things that go into trades and the deadline and contract situations and where the team is at and things like that. And kind of like Smitty mentioned, that's not in our hands. But you know, I think as players and just as people, there's literally a deadline that says, okay, we can just move you at this point. And you know, anytime that becomes a trade deadline, it becomes kind of a reality for everybody. Like you said, you've been traded twice at the deadline. It's in the back. Even if you think you are Yost's got a no move clause, so I don't think he's nervous. But everybody else, you know, it's a possibility. And I think the things that you don't really think about are that, you know, it's not just the team that you're playing for. It's the community. Like, if I was to get traded from here, I mean, I've lived here 5 years. Smitty's been in the organization, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years now. 20, according to Chase.
Yeah. Put some years on you.
But, yeah, you kind of – everything gets uprooted, and I'm sure you could attest to that. You move your family, all those sorts of things. So, you know, sometimes it's tough to see the way the deadline is dealt with by you know, the people that aren't involved in it. Like, oh, we should get this guy, we should trade that guy. Well, it's like, well, you want my daughter to grow up somewhere different? Like, what the hell?
I'm with you.
You know, so, you know, as much as it is out of our hands, I think everybody gets a little bit of or at least I can't speak for everybody, but I can speak for myself. Every time the trade deadline comes up, I get a little bit of anxiety for sure.
There's a human element, right? My wife found out on TV. You know,
like, that's nice,
And it's just in, Hal Gill is traded.
Was that when he came here?
That was to Pittsburgh. But I was told I wasn't going to be traded when I was in Montreal. And, you know, then all of a sudden I'm dealt when I have a toothbrush in my pocket on a short road trip to Buffalo.
And you never left.
And then Smitty and I are going looking for shoes and jeans when we're on a West Coast trip. Well, it happens quick.
Look, we, you know, the big business at hand, and Craig, we've talked about this with you, is your line has been so successful lately, it needs a name. According to a lot of people, it needs a name. We've presented a couple of different options to you. I know Darren McFarland brought it up in the pregame interview that one of the votes we had was Goodfellas, and you made me laugh because we all go to the same place. If you think of Goodfellas and the three of them, Bonino, Smith, and Grimaldi, what characters stand out to you if you were going to put those two, Austin?
I don't know the movie that well.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, what about you, Hal? Because everybody has said that Rocco is Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Which is...
And am I funny?
Am I funny how?
Funny how?
Rocco is the complete opposite.
So what about the American line? What is it?
Yeah, I've seen All-American.
All-American line?
Yeah, the All-American line.
I think you have to have something in there about Rocco being short. Like, there has to be a play on that. I mean.
Two men and a baby?
Something like that, yeah. Yes.
That's a winner.
I like that a lot. I think that's great.
There's certain things you shouldn't say, huh? Maybe. Was that one of them?
No, I thought it was great.
We'll workshop that. That's got potential. Two big games coming up this weekend, Friday night in Chicago. Before we actually dive into that, I love the Chicago rivalry because it's obviously fun to watch. But for you guys, is there a little something extra when you play those guys just because of all the history?
I mean, yeah. I mean, both buildings are electric every time we play, so you know, like playing in Chicago, it's close to home for me, so that building's always kind of had its own magic in its sense. It's you know, everything from their, you know, the national anthem to the way their fans are, the way the gameplay is all the time. It's always fast, quick turnarounds and you know, they're always fun games to play.
I mean for me, it's the same. I played my first game there, so it carries definitely some nostalgia there. And, you know, like you mentioned with the playoff series and just that rivalry in general. They're always good hockey games. I think Smitty kind of hit on that too, just the way the game always kind of plays out. There is that extra emotion, and those are fun games to play in.
That was your first game?
Yeah.
Was your heart pounding out of your chest when you heard the anthem?
I was in shock and awe of everything going on, and when that anthem played,
For those who don't know, the national anthem is played and place goes berserk the whole time.
They just yell the whole time.
They're just yelling and screaming. You're like, why don't they be quiet in front of, it's the anthem.
But it's awesome.
It is awesome.
I think it's awesome. It's awesome.
Like the first time I heard it, I played a few games and my heart was just beating out of my shirt. I was going nuts. It was awesome. I can't imagine the first game.
I definitely couldn't think straight, that's for sure.
Awesome.
What is it like with, a lot of times with rookies, you guys come out for warm-ups, the rookie goes around, takes a lap by themselves. I can't remember if both you guys got to do that, but
you guys were before that, I think, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was
it's
like
just
a,
like a practical that. Joke. It's now like, it's like... It's,
now it's everyone does
it. Okay, well, it's coming. Yeah. Go take a lap, kid.
Now you're like setting the other guys up for that?
I guess. It happens so much that it's just kind of predictable. When it first happened... I mean, it could have been a long time ago, but it was fresh for me when I first saw it. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Guy gets out there, his hot lap, has no idea. He's probably so jacked up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You get so fired up. And yeah. Then wait, where did everyone go?
I'm probably not the one to say this because you've seen the skating videos of me, but I'd be scared I was going to fall. You know, just be out there by myself and then just lose it.
Everyone was scared you were going to fall. You almost crushed a kid.
I did almost crush a kid.
There's no reason you should be on skates ever again.
No, absolutely. I completely agree with you. That was bad.
It was a one and done. Good try.
At least we tried, right?
Yeah, I tried. Craig's being all supportive. Like, hey, take a stick out there.
He's a good guy.
I said maybe a stick would balance you out. I don't know. It's a tripod? I don't know.
Before we
maybe
draw
a telephone pole would help you out. Just lean on that.
Something. Before we draw these tickets, real quick, you guys play Columbus at home Saturday night, but when you guys go on the road against them, ESPN 102.5 The Game, we put together a bus trip. We're going to take some fans to watch you guys at Nationwide Arena. We don't want to hear a cannon, just so you guys know. No pressure or anything. Not looking to hear a cannon, but you can go to thegamenashville.com and buy those tickets. Let's load that bus up and take Smashville on the road. Craig, I will let you do the honors.
All right.
This is for the Calgary game on the 27th.
How would you pronounce that?
Stephanie Wenger?
Wenger. There we go. I heard a scream. That means we got it right.
Cool.
Hey, fellas, this has been a lot of fun tonight. Appreciate it, as always, for coming out for Smashville Live. Let's give these guys a round of applause. Hal Gill, Austin Watson, Craig Smith. Appreciate all of our sponsors, New Amsterdam Vodka, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, Red Spirits and Wine, and Yeehaw Beer.
Yeehaw.
Guys, good luck Friday night in Chicago. Go get two more points.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Penalty Box Radio is next.